Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Chloe Hammond, and she is the author of Darkly Dreaming. Chloe lives in Barrie in South Wales. Last year she was diagnosed with extreme anxiety and depression, which caused nightmares and sleepless nights. In her typically contrary way, she used this to her advantage. The nightmares became this novel, and the sleepless nights were when she found time to write it. Chloe, how are you?
Hi, Don. I'm really well. Thank you very much.
Let's start with a big question. Tell us about your book, please.
Darkly Dreaming is my dark fantasy. It's about the unlikely and reluctant heroine Ray and her best friend Layla. Ray compromised herself away in the hope of fitting in, of finding love by pleasing others. Then she escaped the misery she'd created by dreaming her life away until her 40th birthday, when she left her husband and moved in with newly divorced Layla. Then they headed off on holiday to France, but there they were infected by a vampire. It's a terrifying new existence they discover, and they realise that all vampires have special gifts, which are different for each vampire. But vampires don't dream, so Ray's lost her escape just when she needs it most. Then she finds out that fresh blood can fill her mind with narcotic mists of her victim's memories, but she's determined to retain her humanity and refuse to kill. How can she resist such temptation? The new vampires are not welcomed in by all of the pride, and soon fatal tensions erupt. They find themselves on the wrong side of a high council they didn't even know existed, for breaking rules they hadn't been warned about. With all this going on, the last thing Ray needs is to fall head over heels in love with the pride leader, who seems to be actively avoiding her. So that's exactly what she does. My vampires aren't undead. They've been infected by a virus and undergone as radical a transformation as a butterfly does during metamorphosis. My vampires are as beguiling, cruel, and fatal as cats, and just as irresistible.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically?
I wrote Darkly Dreaming for anybody who grew up enjoying escapism of dark adventures and now finds they've outgrown what's available. So it's mainly aimed for people over 30. Definitely an adult book. There's violence and there's root bits. So yes, I wanted to write a book for people like me who enjoyed a heroine with blemishes, who made mistakes. So yeah, at the moment I know there's a 21-year-old lad reading it and a 15-year-old girl. But I also know that there's several women over 30 who are really enjoying it.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I had real trouble trying to think of one because, like I say, I wrote the book I couldn't find. But I've just discovered Kelly Arthur's Guardian series, and I feel that Riley and Ray have definitely got their similarities. In Kelly Arthur's series, Riley opens a psychic door to a vampire protected and falls through it. Well, that's exactly the kind of thing Ray would do. So, yeah, that, I think, is really my best comparison.
So what was your inspiration for writing this book?
As you said at the start, I was having the nightmares from the anxiety, and a lot of my nightmares were focused around vampires and vampire scenes. And I realised that, actually, when I put them together, there was this really exciting story emerging. So that's what I did. I sat down and wrote what my nightmares were.
What did you personally need to overcome to be able to write?
When I started writing, I was actually working with homeless teenagers as well as fostering troubled teenagers. Finding time for anything for me was really, really difficult. Because of the anxiety and depression, I was feeling like really low self-esteem as well. So my initial writing was done in secret. But once I had the diagnosis and started on the medication, I found that talking about the depression really was the best thing to overcome it, although it went a great strain. So when I found that helped so much, I started talking about my writing as well. And I actually showed it to some people and they enjoyed it and they became my trusty group of critical readers, and I really couldn't have written this book about them.
What inspired the cover art?
I wanted something that really conveyed Ray's loss of peace. I wanted something that could allow the reader to know in an instant, as soon as they looked at the book, that something was going on. Now, Leighton's Flaming Dune was the most peaceful picture I knew, with the Pre-Raphaelite beauty laying there in a gorgeous orange dress. So I got in touch with artist Owen Claxton and explained this to him and sent him a description of Ray when she'd first become infected and undergone the metamorphosis. And he came back with that painting, and it sums up perfectly what I was trying to achieve. But if you want to know who the little grey cat is, you'll need to read the book.
What themes are in the novel?
Well, as well as themes of self-awareness and friendship, I also explore love and evil in all their many forms. When Ray finds her friends need human blood to heal, she devises a way to hunt human predators, the monsters that prey on the vulnerable. But although her hunting is removing evil from the world, the desires scare her, and she hates what she has to confront within herself.
So where do you get your ideas?
Well, as well as the nightmares, I found that when I watched natural history documentaries, I was getting lots of ideas from nature itself. When Ray and Layla experience the rage, their finger bones extend and their rib bones pop out through their skin as a defense and an attack technique. Now, I actually got this idea from the Cameroon frog, who breaks its own bones so they protrude through the skin, and the Spanish ribbed newt, which juts its ribs through its flesh to protect itself, and both creatures heal very quickly as well. Also, working with vulnerable people for the last 20 years, I've met lots of survivors of abuse, and unfortunately the sharks that abuse them. So I've got a lot of knowledge of that sort of situation. So I was able to write Ray's plan and hunt very realistically, and indeed take a great deal of delight in concocting Thierry's demise.
How about the character names? How did you come up with those?
Well, for Ray, I wanted a name that could have a couple of versions. Her husband insisted on calling her Rach, which I find is a plainer version of the name. And that was who she became to please him. But Layla had always called her Ray, and that name makes me think of sunshine. And it was in reclaiming that version of her name that she was able to reclaim that version of herself. Then Layla means night or dark beauty, which I found very fitting. And indeed, most of the names through the book have little relevant meanings. So I'm going to leave that for readers to discover as they read the book and look up the names.
How about the locations?
Well, I really wanted to be able to describe the locations vividly, having actually been there, so they would be really realistic. So I wrote about Cardiff, which is where I lived after university, and Tours in France, and I'd lived there, and areas of Brittany where I holidayed. The actual houses I described were places I've lived or stayed, so I could really sort of picture myself there and describe moving around them. So I hope that really comes across for the reader, that feeling of them being real places.
Are your characters pure fiction, or did you draw from people you know in real life?
Well, I started with them as using people that I actually knew as templates, so I could make sure that they were realistic. But like most writers, I quickly found that my characters just took over and had a life of their own. And very quickly, as I gave them voices, they were just running off and having all kinds of wicked adventures that the people I actually knew would never dream of doing.
How would you describe your writing style?
I wanted to write as if Ray was actually speaking directly to my readers, telling them what was happening to her. I like to mix humour and serious stuff. So even when Ray is facing great challenges, she'll do something daft, because that's who she is. She'll be as cross as a wet cat about it, because she hates being laughed at, and only Layla can make her feel better after she's made a fool of herself. I like to write very character-centred adventures. I like my characters to show strength through their vulnerability.
Who or what would you say influenced your writing the most?
I grew up without TV, so I've always read loads. I grew up on a diet of Poppy Z. Bright, Stephen King, Dean Koontz, so, you know, all the horror classics. And I think my writing's been influenced by lots of my favourite writers, like from Anne Rice through to Faye Weldon. And there's definitely more than a nod to Terry Pratchett's Esme Wetherwax and Githorog in Ray and Layla. Understated and misunderstood heroines quietly saving the world in between Githa's conquests, one baddie at a time.
Would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
Character-driven. While lots happens, it's very important for me that the characters remain true to themselves, even when facing terrible tests. I wanted to create characters that anything could have happened to, and they would still have been recognisably then. The adventure happens largely because of who they are and the choices they make. I didn't want to just write an adventure which could have happened to whoever was there at that unfortunate time.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
Someone who wants to discover a new set of characters to root for, who wants to a new series to lose themselves in. I think it will appeal to women because it's character-driven. However, there are lots of fight scenes and adventure, which means their boyfriends, husbands and brothers are also likely to enjoy it if they pick it up too.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
Darkly Dreaming is available to buy on Amazon.co.uk and .com. It's also on Goodreads if you'd like to have a little look about it and read some of the reviews. And it has its own Facebook page with lots of snippets and posts about Ray and Layla and vampires in general. I'm very friendly and love to chat to people. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter most days. Just look for Chloe Hammond Author on Facebook and Chloe Hammond 111 on Twitter. I'm also on Tumblr, where you can find me as Chloe Hammond Author, and LinkedIn, where I'm Chloe Hammond. And I have my own website, which is www.chloehammond-author.weebly.com. I'd love to meet some of you soon. I love to chat about my book, my inspirations, and writing in general.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Yes, of course. It's C-H-L-O-E and then Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Chloe Hammond, and she is the author of Darkly Dreaming. Chloe, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Don.
Don McCauley, wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day, 24/7, by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-955-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.